Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker. Whoop, good to go. You're listening to The National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And coming up on the outside. Good morning, John.
How are you?
It's early, isn't it?
It's an early breakfast.
Early one. It's not a Vanarama FM.
It's not, no. No.
We're just early in, get it, nicely done. Couple of games, John, we've been to, haven't we? Oh, well, one game we've been
yeah.
to.
No, true, though.
True that.
Saturday, Slough.
Slough, talk about that in a minute.
And, Slough.
It's been Reading Festival this weekend, John, and my son went to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Packed him off in a tent and with all those gear. But stuff I sacrificed.
Right.
I thought, none of this is coming back.
A lot of your extensive camping gear.
You know I've got a lot of camping gear.
A lot of camping gear.
You know, one of my favourite things is, I don't know why, John, but what I do in my own time is up to me.
Totally up to you.
I like to put up a tent and take it back down again.
Just checking it's still...
Just calms me down,
John. Started to check it's still there, don't you?
I like the process
yeah.
of being able to put... And I've got a theory of... You can put up one tent, you can put them all up. I'd like this tested.
What if you can't put up one tent?
But, well,
which
some
I've
people can't.
Proved.
Exactly.
Fairly recently
so,
in Wales.
You've seen my very small tent.
Your very small tent. This is the most stupid thing I've ever seen. You were very happy, though. So
very, wasn't
the main
I?
Thing.
Have you ever seen me happier, Joe?
No, I don't think I have. Despite the fact that the canvas was sort of 30 centimetres above your head.
It's tiny, wasn't it?
Tiny.
I didn't really realise how small it was until I went away from it and came back to it.
And you're going, is it just really far away?
Or yeah, it's a tent that looks far away. It's a backpacking tent.
Yeah.
A biking tent. It is very small. And particularly good that. Did we record any of that? Have we ever talked about
no,
that?
We didn't record a single thing. We thought we were going to have a good weekend recording a podcast at a festival in Wales. Didn't record a thing.
I think the best thing of the whole time was when I sat in my chair and just fell completely backwards. Anyway, a tent I reckon I've had for, pop-up tent I reckon I've had for 15 years.
Mm.
I thought, I will sacrifice that to the medic if he doesn't bring it back. I taught them how to fold it back up again, because that's always the thing with pop-up tents. People know how to fold them back up again.
Yeah.
Taught them how to do that. Well, that's not coming back.
There's also a good chance he's going to get set on fire
well,
at Reading, isn't it?
Reading, yeah. And I gave him a camping chair, an
yep.
old one, John. I thought, that's not coming back. And also a kettle and a pump and a mattress. And I thought, none of this is coming back.
But fine.
No, but you know yeah. what? He's got his GCSEs. Good lad. Off you go. Have a good time.
And you
right?
can then go and buy yourself some new stuff.
Yeah, well, I can go camping, can't I? Yeah. Camping shop. It all came back, John. It all came back.
Amazing.
What a good young man.
Good old Stan.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, yes. Anyway, this is the main annoyance.
I mean, he's good as gold, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He's had a great time. This is my main annoyance. I have been playing him this song, Welcome to the DCC, right? Because I listen, you know, I'm really cool, John.
Yeah.
And I listen to Six Music sometimes.
Yes.
You know, I listen to it sometimes. Yeah. And I hear some music I like. And I'm the voice of Radio X. This is Radio X. Get into the music.
100 greatest songs of all time.
100 greatest indie songs of all time. Indie bangers. Big bangers.
Mainly guitar based.
Bangers on the beach in Brighton with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
That's doing the same old stuff.
He's not allowed to play all the Oasis. used to be, the hard one you used to be able to say was, what were they called? I wish I could remember the name of them. They were a hard...
A band.
A band, I can't remember the name. Oh, I can't remember the
name. Radio X.
Yeah.
The Kings of Leon.
No.
Block Party.
Really hard to say. Is that you're in the right lines. You're in the right area.
Arcade Fire.
No. Less known than that. I'll remember it by the end.
Okay.
I'll remember it by the end of the podcast. What am I saying to you? Anyway, this song. Welcome to the DCC.
Did you hear this on Six Music?
Yeah, and Radio X.
Oh, yeah, I know this song, yeah.
Good song, isn't it? This would be a really good music.
This is a bit mainstream for them, isn't it?
This would be a good running out song, wouldn't it, if you were?
Yeah.
It's a little bit Eye of the Tiger.
I think you can say Eye of the Dude.
It's a little bit Eye of the Dude. Anyway, this song, I've been saying it for ages. This is really good. Turn it off. This is rubbish. Turn this rubbish off. Turn this terrible. Anyway, first thing, Sunday night, pick him up. Dad, I've seen the best band I've ever seen in my life. They're unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. You won't have heard of them. They're called None But Thieves.
Nothing But Thieves.
This is their best one. Welcome to the DCC. You can't tell them, John.
No, you can't. Can lead them that particular horse to water.
Exactly. And I felt like, and now I know what Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs feel like.
Right. There we go.
And that's what it is.
You're trying to tell your kids,
this is how you spoke, this is good. This is how you meant to do it. It's like I've had to pull him in at half time and go, listen again to Nothing But Thieves.
It's Dan Martin going, turn it off.
I don't like, I hate it.
Turn it off, Gary. Oh, no,
Finley Crask. Yeah. Oh, what is this, Gary? Welcome to the DCC. This is a good song.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? We'll go back to it. But have you seen the band? Have you seen the look of them, John?
No.
They look like the Overs in The X Factor.
The Overs?
You know when they're like over, when they used to have the terrible over 25s. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh, no, over. They do, don't they? Oh, yeah.
They're sort of like... disparate bunch.
Over 35.
Yeah. They look a bit old for it.
Oh dear.
They're good. You know, they're really good and they play really well, but they don't quite look like a band that go together, which is currently what the Talk United squad look like. There we are. You see, Johnny got there in the end. Nothing But Thieves.
It comes back
Welcome to the DCs. Welcome to the Natops. Welcome to the Natops pod.
I just want to make it rhyme.
DCC. Welcome to TUFC.
Yeah.
I could do that, couldn't I? That'd be great.
Lovely.
Anyway, John.
Nothing but thieves, of course.
Nothing but thieves. Yeah. That's the current population of Paignton.
There we go. Beautiful.
What's in the podcast,
Let's
John?
Let's work it out. On the podcast this week.
Welcome to the podcast, John. We didn't do David in Essex last week and we played Braintree. It's like we've forgotten. It's like we say things. Say we're going to really follow through on
that. I can't remember what that was now, though.
Hold me close, don't let. I think we were going to get David Essex's opinion on how Braintree were going to do.
Well, he could still do that.
No, I think we'll have to leave it till we play a team in Essex
again. We're playing Avely on
Saturday. Are they Essex? They're not Essex.
Yes.
They're not Essex. Are they Essex?
We did a whole focus on them.
Are they Essex, though?
I think they are. Avely.
Avely. Is in Essex,
in Essex,
John!
There you go. David in Essex.
Once again, you are correct.
I'm going to write that down for next week.
10p.
David Tempe. David in Essex. That's
David
going
in
on
Essex. There.
There
we are. Right.
Slough is Buckingham, isn't Buckinghamshire? She's got Lindsay in Buckingham.
It's good fun, isn't
always
it?
Good fun,
yeah,
isn't
always
it?
Always great fun. Don in Henley's my
favourite. Don in Henley. What was the other one? Otis in Reading.
Otis in Reading. You got, oh, there's loads, John. Absolutely loads.
Christopher in Marlowe.
Yeah, that's a very nice.
Rod in Hull.
Hello. Oh, Rod.
Mick in Fleetwood.
Mate, Mick in Fleetwood. That's nice.
That's a good one.
You could do football do teams with it, couldn't you? Yeah, yeah, that's good. Rod in Hull City. Mick in Fleetwood.
What's that? Keith in Stroud. Referee.
God, scraping the barrel. Yeah.
Melissa in Manchester.
Who's that?
Melissa Manchester?
Never heard of her.
Isn't she an actress?
I think you've made her up, John.
Melissa Manchester?
I think you've made her up.
Yeah, Melissa Manchester. America singer songwriter.
Right, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Melissa Manchester. Right. Come on.
Jeez, that's rubbish! yeah, any letters, John? We're going to have some letters, are we?
Still trying to think of them.
A full comprehensive roundup.
Loads of letters, roundup of all the football. I think Roger and Brian are back.
It's all there. All the stuff,
what do you
isn't
want?
It? Lovely. Great, let's get on with it. Let's get on with the round two games, John. So we've got to get on with it. We've only got 25 minutes to record it since you've been banging on about
waffling.
Welcome to the DCC.
Alan in Stamford. Cricket criminal.
Mark in Leicester. That Mark Leicester played Oliver in the original film.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Okay, you having that?
Yeah.
Adrian in Leicester would be better, wouldn't it? Adrian in Leicester.
Adrian in Leicester. Adrian in Scarborough. Of course,
Adrian
another actor.
I think we should probably get on with the Sue in St Johnston. Sue from
from Hello Hello.
No, Sue Johnston isn't Hello Hello.
Isn't
Sue
not, Johnston I'm is all sorts of errors like that.
Sue Johnston is.
Is she the little one from Hello Hello?
No, she's that Sue. Oh, there we are. Sue Johnston is. With Ricky Tomlinson and. That one.
Oh, from the Royal Family.
Royal Family.
Who am I
Brookside.
Thinking of then?
You're thinking of Sue. Mimi from Hello
Hello. Yeah, isn't that
Hello,
she
Hello.
Called Sue something? Sue Hodge.
Sue
there
Hodge.
You go. Mimi LeBonc.
Sue Hodge.
Never let it be said that show wasn't on the nose.
Before we start, John, I was offered Panto in Torquay. Should I have done it? I said I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Should I have
done
it?
For this year?
Yeah.
What?
I looked at the photos the other day and I was quite pleased I wasn't.
What was the show? Oh, they announced it. Oh, okay, I'm going to have look now.
Beauty and the Beast.
Is it at the Princess?
At the Princess. I will do it. I said I'd like to do it one day. Just this year, I didn't want to fancy. Beauty and the Beast.
Let's see who you could have been on with.
It's not a real panto, is it? It's not real. It's not.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
Cinderella, Aladdin, Dick Whittington, Snow White, all real pantos.
You could have been on with Sue Holderness.
I know. Another Sue.
Who's that? I recognise her.
She's Marlene.
Oh, of course,
Marlene.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures? I was up for the, I don't know what he looks like.
Dame Derriere?
No, the other one.
Mike Nielsen. Posse Pierre?
Posse Pierre, that's what I was up for.
Went to Kevin James in the end. Don't know who that is.
Sad times.
You could have been, you and Marlene.
That could have been me.
Been the
Posse
boards.
Pierre. Ah, oui, oui, bonjour. Upsy girls. Hooray.
Yeah. Rodney Jack.
Bonjour, Gregory Goodridge. Anyway, John, we've still now got 22.
I can't be arsed.
We've now got 20.
The football?
Yes,
I'm
John.
More fun talking about pantomimes and nothing but things.
Posse Pierre.
Posse Pierre.
Do you think I'd have been good?
I think you've been really good.
Ah, oui, oui. Yellow arm.
Marlene.
Where, yellow army? Oh, no, you weren't.
Yeah.
Where's your best form? Behind us!
Yeah. Where's Gary Johnson's best years?
No, John.
No. Okay, sorry.
John, you can say that. I don't agree.
No.
Right. I'm going to the National League South now.
Yeah, come on, let's
this week.
See.
We'll focus on the National League South this week.
Yep, that's where it's all happening at the moment. Saturday,
the 26th of August, the National League South. Let's go. Oh, that's the North. I didn't recognise that. Avely nil, Dartford won. First defeat for Avely. No, they've lost twice, haven't they, Avely?
I think so, yes. And,
Dartford.
Yeah, that was their second loss. Yeah, Dartford suddenly starting to pick up a little belatedly. They're finally starting to get going.
Yeah.
Bath 3, Hampton and Richmond 1.
Yeah, they're doing well, Bath, aren't they? They're 4th.
Bath's doing well,
third,
they're above us, yeah.
Yeah.
Braintree 0, Chippenham 0.
Yeah, but Braintree...
I mean, wow.
Braintree.
Yeah. Dover nil, Worthing 2. Mm. Worthing, top of the league.
I know. How are they top of the league?
Unbelievable.
Can we have little Joe thing back?
Joe Felix.
Can we have Joe Felix back?
I like him. Felix.
Why did we get rid of Joe Felix? I like him.
Well, he wasn't very good.
Good for the NLS, though.
Yeah. Division below.
Okay. Yeah.
Eastbourne
nil. Exactly what we need. That sort of midfield energy.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, go on.
Eastbourne nil, Truro 1.
Okay.
So yeah, Truro mid table doing all right.
Yeah.
Farnborough 3, Western Supermare 0.
Okay. Okay. They lost, I think, Monday, so they're not, they're sort of all over the place, Farnborough, aren't they?
Hemel 1, Maidstone 1.
Yeah. Slough 1 now. Slough 1. Let's talk about that, John. We were there. I was sat in seat C3, wasn't
yeah.
I? Happily sat there chatting to some Slough Town fans next to me. You were commentating. Dom from Talking United was behind me commentating. I had two different commentaries going on. Your input going on. I was shouting, drive!
Yeah, I did hear you shouting drive a lot.
I just want Lewis Collins to drive in the box.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been shouting drive next to you, so it's very... Very unprofessional. Drive! Do you know what I mean, though?
It sounded like he hijacked a car or something.
He fiddles about with it.
Both him and stuff, to stop fiddling.
He does everything he needs to do.
Yeah.
And then the last bit.
Yeah. Annoying.
So, anyway, it was terrible, wasn't it?
First half.
Oh,
shocking.
Worst I've ever seen us, I think.
I think so.
I genuinely think it was the worst I've ever seen us.
Slough could have been 4-0 up.
Could have been.
And it wouldn't have been unfair.
A public apology to... public apology is stuck in my throat. That's how I'd have been as Potty Pierre.
Ooh, yeah.
I cannot say apology.
Help me out, boys
sorry,
and girls.
Sorry, I can't say sorry. I'd have been good, wouldn't I?
It would have been really good. Is it too late?
It's a tale as old as time.
This is not a pantomime.
Not a real pantomime. Wonder what song I'd have sung from the charts.
Oh, yes, of course. There's always one.
Well, welcome to the D's. Welcome to the pantomime.
I think it would have been a bit of Dua Lipa or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that. We're levitating.
You want me. You want me, baby. A sugar boo. My Milky Way.
Left foot. Right foot.
That's Jack Stubbs.
This is much more fun stops than talking
it.
About football.
Stubbs it.
Stubbs it.
Stubbs it. God, it's too early to
it's
be.
Not, the synapses aren't working this morning.
It's not working, is it? It's not awake.
Slough.
Yeah,
it was rubbish. You were saying a public apology to Mark Halstead.
To Mark Halstead.
Yeah.
John.
We doubted him. He did a whole thing where he was Dr. Halstead, remember?
Oh,
and he was dropping equipment.
We were awful
about him. I feel really bad now.
About a year we were awful about him. And now he's like become Yevla. Has he had his eyes done? Is Gary Johnson secretly an optician?
Yeah.
Been got,
all gone to Coffinswell eyes.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Been Coffinswell eyes.
I think
eyes.
So. It's the, there's no explanation for it.
It's the only explanation.
Yeah.
When players suddenly become good.
You know when Jamie Reid wasn't, so, and then suddenly...
Coffinswell eyes.
Coffinswell eyes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
The pig eyes from Coffinswell.
Yeah.
Mark Halstead was unreal. Anyway, second half. I say, I'm going to give it 10 minutes, and if we're 2-0 down, I'm going
I'm
home.
Going.
John. Which I never do, do I? I always stay to the end, bitter end, never
but
what, leave.
But you did move. That was your thing.
No, yeah, but my thing was, I'm going to give it 10 minutes. We're not, and I thought, right, I'll give it 10 minutes, and if we're not 2-0 down, I'll just move. Because this is obviously an unlucky seat.
Yeah.
C3, that's loud. Never sit there, John.
No.
10 minutes, moved, got to my spot. We scored.
Immediate goal.
Immediate
Almost
goal.
Almost immediate.
And found the lucky spot.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay there, John. Aren't I? I'm going to stay. I don't know what's so weird about this.
Yeah.
I've been trolled
yeah.
on the internet about this because people were taking photos. Helen Chamberlain. Taking photos of me, trolling. Yeah. People laugh. I wasn't stood there on my own. Just say that.
Yeah,
to start with, I wasn't stood there on my own. And then it just started just spitting and everyone started going in. I thought, I'm not moving. I'm like England, an England player when Stokes was in bat with Leach. You couldn't move,
no.
John. You had to stay exactly
stay
where
exactly
you were.
Where you are, yeah.
Well, why won't people learn this? Maybe this is where we're going wrong.
Mm.
We'd be in the Premier League
Everybody
if people knew.
Stay where you are.
Just if we're winning, stay still.
Nomenimo, it gets a bit threatening when you start doing that, but...
Anyway, two, Bradash. Second half, amazing.
Yeah.
Cut in, curled it in. One, banging header,
then a
brilliant.
Great cross from Collins.
Oh, it was great.
Finally stuck the ball in the mix, and it was a great header.
Saw the game. Get the ball in the f***ing box.
Yeah.
We've been saying this forever. Get it in.
Wasn't
with
that, we had a campaign game for
yeah, I know. Just get it in the
box.
Put it in the box. Make a mistake. Put it in the stop. If you don't... Oh, God. Does my nut.
Let's finish off Saturday. Taunton 3, St Albans 2. Welling 3, Havant 2. I mean, yeah, blimey. Havant. Not having a good time, but...
Good.
Easter Monday. Back holiday
but
Monday.
But Easter Monday they did well. But we'll find out, John.
Weymouth 0, Chelmsford 3, and the Oval 2, Tonbridge 0.
Yeah, and we just have a quick word about the Slough Town facilities. You know, obviously, a lot of the time we go on about how bad these places are.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
I thought it was dog shit.
Oh, okay.
And should be nowhere near professional football.
Well, I had a very nice pint at the ground afterwards, and that was pleasant.
Yeah.
Nice bar.
It was like a holiday camp.
They had a souvlaki going. Did you see that?
Sue who?
Souvlaki.
Is that who was in a low?
She's
low?
In the panto. It was me, souvlaki, the Greek actress. Yes. You know her.
Ah, wee, souvlaki. Yeah, I thought it was awful, John.
Remember that episode of Hello, Hello, where there was a Greek, person came by?
Imagine how subtle it will have been.
Souvlaki.
Imagine how subtle it would have been, the Greek actor.
Stop throwing those plates.
Hey!
It would have been a lot of that, yeah.
I don't know, Rene would have grabbed all his plates. Do not smash my plates. I will not smash the plate. Smash. That was an accident.
Get this Sue out of my cafe.
Souvlaki, who are you? Oh, Rene, Souvlaki is here.
God, the Greek resistance.
This is awful. This is a terrible episode.
I think it's quite good.
No, it's good. I thought it should be... No, it was like a holiday camp. It's like a school. It was like...
I know, yeah, it was
with the balcony and
school,
stuff. It was like being in like when you see England training in La Manga.
Yeah.
I thought it should be nowhere near professional football.
I quite like it.
Hopefully we'll never play them ever again. Hope they get relegated and their shit side disappears. And I know you're friends with the manager. That's why I really
disagree.
That's why I went in hard.
A strong disagree.
Yeah. Strongly agree. Is that Saturday, John?
That's Saturday.
Let's go to Monday.
Aveley 3, Hampton and Richmond 0. Aveley crushing everybody in sight. Chelmsford 1, Eastbourne 0. Chippenham 2, Slough 1. So Slough lost again. That's not so good. Dartford 2, Dover 0. So Dartford, again, putting together a couple of wins. Havant 4, Yeovil 3.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? That's just brilliant.
Absolutely wonderful. It was with 3-2 at half time, I think, to Havant. It was just a mad game.
I think a lot of people complaining about the two games in 48 hours. You know that going in.
We've all got to do it.
You know it. It's not like they sprung it on you.
Yeah.
It happens to us all. And don't play a weakened side just because you're playing bottom of the league, Mark Cooper. You've been National League.
You've been National League.
What
South.
I would say there is you've
been
National
League South.
National League South's worse.
Havant's first win of the season. Did Frank Noble score?
Yes, he did Saturday.
Oh, okay, fine.
He did Saturday.
Did he score Monday?
Didn't score Monday.
So two goals for the season for Frank.
Yeah.
From how many games? Two. Yes, six.
One.
Oh, so he scored one.
Scored one.
One goal, six
scored
games.
One goal.
Pretty classic.
Exciting, isn't
stuff.
It? One goal.
Maidstone 1, Taunton 1. St Albans 0, Bath City 2. So St Albans, slipped down the table. Since they're decent enough start.
Good.
Tonbridge 0, Welling 1. So Welling's second win of the season.
Yeah.
Torquay 2, Braintree 1.
Brilliant. I listened to it, John. I went fishing Monday.
Nice.
I was going to go to Devon and then we couldn't go in the end. I went fishing, caught two perch. Went to my old spot, not your spot where I took you. Went to where I used to go. Two perch.
Couple of perch.
Beautiful. Beautiful. One of them was quite big.
Yeah, it did look big.
Yeah, it was quite good. And then went home, had loads of errands to do. So I just stuck it on the radio. Radio Devon, Paul Mulhern. It was Paul Mulhern and Dave.
Dave Thomas.
Which is sort of exactly what you want. They're the two I like. I feel comfortable with them. I'd rather Ray and Dave. We all know that.
Of course. But I like Paul. I think he's good.
Big fan of Paul Mulhern.
Yeah. Well, Gary.
Well, hello. Well, you just feel like, why are you in Torquay? What are you running from?
It's really about hiding in plain sight, isn't it, if you're doing radio commentary?
Yeah, I tell you what, if Paul Mulhern was in playing Potty Beer this Christmas in Babbacombe.
Yeah.
Not in Babbacombe. Although I am on tour to Babbacombe. Please come. 150 tickets sold and a 600-seater. and on tour around the country. Please come. Crew. 15 sold in a 90-seater.
He'll get there. Come on.
You know, some places have sold.
Jack's going anyway.
Yeah. What was I saying then?
Oh, God, not this again.
Mulhern in as Potty Pierre in Beauty and the Beast. Well, Gary, it's a tale as old as time. Song as old as rhyme today. I can't do it. You can do the voice. I can't do the voice. One thing he did say was, well, Dave, my own personal jury is out on Jack Stops, right? which made me laugh. A, the phrase, my own personal jury.
It's just a funny phrase.
But, hey, B, Paul Mulhern saying it.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that made me laugh. Dave said a new thing as well that was... Oh, this was it. This was the banger. When they scored and they went, and boy, wasn't the prettiest of goals. But that, of course, doesn't matter, does it, Dave? No, look in the book. Look in the book. Look in the book.
Dave's on his new catchphrase.
Look in the book. Look in the book. Did Jack Stops mean his goal? Look in the book.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Anyway, a great result for the girls, yeah. I think. 2-1, obviously, last minute shithouse win. What was the keeper doing?
Yeah. Well,
they won't learn, will they? Wasting all this time.
These silly little teams wasting time.
They are. We want these part time minnows to waste time because they're going to get knackered. We're not as much going to get knackered. So waste time all you like. We'll go long. You'll lose in the last 10 minutes. There we are. Thank you very much. How many times did I say we'd win? I said we'd win 10 times. We've won 4.
In a row. Okay. Yeah, I don't think we're playing very well. But
we're not playing
fine.
Very well.
Look in the book.
It's a new Natov's catchphrase. Look in the book.
Very quickly, Truro 3, Farnborough 1. Western Supermare 1, Hemel 1, and Worthing 2, Weymouth 0. So Worthing on top, 5 wins from 6.
Wow, amazing. Have Yeovil played him yet?
No.
When do they play him?
Don't know.
Look in the book.
It will be in the book.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The National Obsession.
Paul Mulhern sings the hits of Depeche Mode. All your favourite Depeche Mode songs in the style of Paul Mulhern.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms.
Yes, that one.
Well, Gary, when I'm with you, baby, I go up my head. I just can't get enough.
Got it.
I just can't get enough.
Got it.
All the things you do to me and everything you said.
Dave.
I just can't get enough.
Got it.
I just can't get enough.
Got it. And this one.
own personal jury.
It's my own personal jury, it's out.
Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there. Reach out and touch faith, Gary.
Paul Mulhern sings the hits of Depeche Mode. We don't know any more Depeche Mode songs. Look in the book.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger O'Brien.
Hello, Roger O'Brien.
And up the goals to you.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Down rubbish. Bloody awful.
A bloody please, Gary Steer. It means I'm going to have a good old shout.
Don't you just love spending a bank holiday Monday having a good old moan?
I've missed it.
Bloody awful.
Too many bloody away games.
People say to me, what are you doing for a bank holiday, Roger? And I say, I'm up there having a shout at Playmore.
Having a bloody shout. Too many away games recently. I've been having a bloody moan at the radio. I know they can't hear me. Anyway, bloody hell, Gary!
Bloody hell, Marconi! When did you invent
bloody
so you
hell,
can hear me?
Marconi!
Bloody hell!
Make it a two-way radio, you bastard! Bloody hell!
Anyway,
who's this today? Which mob is this today?
Well, I thought I saw you leaving at the end of the Braintree game there, Brian.
Yep, got the hell out of there. I couldn't stand losing 1-1. Losing 1-0. Can't lose one. Bloody hell,
Brian,
Roger!
Brian, you should have... There's a last-minute penalty, Brian.
What?
We won 2-1.
Oh, bloody hell! Bloody hell, referee!
Have you not learnt about Gary time?
Bloody hell, Gary time! Bloody hell!
No, they scored a winner,
Every
Brian!
Every single bloody week! Score earlier! What do you mean, Gary time early? Rather than late, then we wouldn't bloody miss it!
Were you trying to miss the traffic, were you?
No, I was trying to miss the traffic. I've moved to Playmore, but I still drive! I still drive, otherwise I can't have anything to moan about! Bloody hell!
What's life without a bit of moaning, Brian?
Exactly! Bloody hell! Will you be going to Avely away, Roger?
Will I, bugger?
Will you be going to London? Up
what
London?
Do you bloody think?
Bloody
I'll
London!
Be bloody London!
Bloody hell, London!
Bloody hell!
Big Ben! You bastard, Big Ben! I know it's just the bell!
Bloody hell, you Les! You Les Lawrence!
Oh!
Used to play for us.
Bloody hell! Houses of Parliament! Bloody hell, the Tube!
Sonny Corn!
Bloody hell! Anyway. Okay. That's enough.
Okay.
I feel like you're a bit negative today. Cheerio, bye now! Look in the bloody book!
The National Obsession.
Listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Are there any letters?
Oh my God, are there? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 letters.
Too many letters.
I don't think we've got time for them all.
It's too many letters. It's like having a guess of six letters on Wordle. I'm still playing Wordle.
I'm still playing Wordle. I still like to test the old memory.
I was annoyed today because my opening... I don't know if you...
I'm not done today, so...
I won't talk about it, John.
Shut up.
It's fine. Okay.
Let's start off with Alexander Walton, who I think is a first-time correspondent.
On the ice to you, Alex.
Alexander Walton. On Thames, we like to call him.
Or Night John Boy.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah, the Walton.
Yeah,
just get on with the letter. Music for him.
Well, let's see how good the letter is.
Well, it's very short, okay. To be honest. Okay. He says, any chance of a shout-out for a club that actually plays in the National League? Altrincham. Just shout it out.
Altrincham, okay.
Altrincham!
Well, we've got Altrincham Gene, of course. We have an Altrincham correspondent. Not heard from her for a while. They beat Chesterfield Saturday, which is a good result for them. Is that the Waltons?
Isn't that the Waltons? It doesn't quite sound right.
That isn't Waltons. I reckon I could give this a go. On the trumpet.
Yeah.
Lovely. Anyway, John.
Your sister says, can we have more Paul Cook as well?
Sure. If Paul does something and he appears in our...
Let's think of the scenario.
I'm afraid it's been Potty Pierre this week and look in the book.
And if you're not happy with that, what are you going to be happy with?
Anyway, Next letter, John. That's one letter of 10. Let's get on.
Jeff Davis.
Yes,
he's
Jeff.
He's got Jeff on Davis
the
eyes.
By the way, who was that bloke before? Walter.
Alexander Walton.
Johnny Walton. Alex.
Johnny Walton. Hello, Johnny
Alex Walton on the ICU. Thank you for your letter. Yeah. Appreciate it. We'll try and do some Altrincham news. If Altrincham Gene gets in touch, then we'll have some Altrincham news.
Come on, Gene. Jeff Davis says...
he's got Jeffrey Davis eyes.
He says, this Wrexham fan is still with you.
Ah, good man. On the ICU, Jeff.
Thanks to Humphrey Carr.
Oh, yeah, Kurt, lovely.
For mentioning your show on Fearless and Devotion. So thanks, Humphrey. Yeah, very nice.
What a nice man he is.
One of you caught a rudd on your summer jaunt. That was you.
Did I catch a rudd? I don't think I caught a rudd. I think I caught a little rudd. Maybe it was a little rudd or a little dace. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's a dace.
Oh, yes, me and you. Yeah, that was what we caught.
But your humour has now lured me onto the
hook.
Well,
yeah. Yes, come on, Jeff. On the ice, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. On the ice to you.
Simon Bittlestone. Gets in touch.
Lovely Simon. Nice to see him on Saturday. He had a chair with him. He had his child with him and a chair.
Bought his own chair.
He brings his own chair. Is that Simon Bittlestone? Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. Bought his own chair for his child.
Oh, okay.
At Slough Away. Lovely.
What's wrong with the seats they provided?
Nice to see it. Well, C3.
C3, as we know.
Very unlucky to never sit there.
Better than sitting in C4.
Sinclair C4.
No, isn't it like C4. An explosive, isn't it?
I don't know, John.
Yeah. There we are. Come on.
God, we didn't have any of the information for that joke.
I did, and all the military enthusiasts listening
they're
were
loving
fucking
it.
Pissing
they
themselves.
They're loving that. They are loving that.
Anyway.
Do more of that. Yeah. Do more military stuff. John's touring air bases. He's the new Vera Lynn.
I'm glad he went for that rather than Jim Davidson. Simon says, having spent weeks of the school holidays with my children insisting we listen to Fun Kids FM in the car,
yeah, nice.
I've been bombarded with adverts about their Bank Holiday Monday Top 100 Disney Songs Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine my dismay, therefore, when on a recent solo car trip and I was able to treat myself to the latest Nat Hobbs episode, the countdown was meant... Yeah, we mentioned this last week. Do you remember? Somebody else... You don't remember,
no,
do you?
No, I don't remember, no.
Somebody wrote in about it. It was Chris Webb.
Oh.
Very sort of mad email that went all over the place. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
Anyway, Simon says, here are a few Disney/National League songs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hakuna Kalala.
Okay, yeah. Do I need to react to them?
Yes. Can You File the Love Tonight?
Not bad.
Not bad. Under the Car Park Sea. That's good.
There we are. I'd stop there.
He didn't. Beauty and the Beast Born.
I mean, Car Park C is a real niche That's reference. It. But look, we're doing a National League South podcast.
And I just can't wait to be King's Lynn.
Very That's nice. Good. That's nice, Simon.
On the ice,
you
Simon.
Did a good job. Well, on the ice to you, Simon.
Oh, you did a great job there.
Great job. Don't Under the about. Car Park C was excellent.
I thought it was very good.
Very good.
Helen Wilson.
On the ice, Helen.
Gets in touch. Another first-time correspondent, I believe. She says, hello, lads, on the ice. Having been semi-fortunate to attend all three away games this season, I've been distracted by the off-field offers and feel talky needs to mix it up a bit. Yesterday, there was live music, a lovely bar overlooking the pitch, yes, there was, and a pop-up pork souvlaki tent, see?
John, it's like Didn't being on an holiday. It's like being on an all-inclusive. Should be nowhere near league football.
May need to distract you from the on-field tripe. What Dreadful. A lovely little club. I agree, Helen.
Well,
liked
you
it.
Support them.
It was 20 minutes from home.
Exactly.
Perfect.
It's like Dorking. It's the new Dorking.
Same with St Albans. Easy transport, great town, lovely
they
pubs, nice
buy,
locals.
Need
beer
to buy
tent.
A bloody mower.
Great beer tent.
No mower.
Chicken. And a guaranteed 3 points. Best non-league day out, she says. Dover, on the other hand, a more traditional lineup. And look at the state of their club. There's definitely a link to a successful, inclusive community club. I think we need to mix up the hospitality on offer at Playmore. A street food truck is her suggestion.
I agree with that. But what street? Who's going to run that? Roger and Brian. Street food. We got badgers.
Those are badgers.
We got badger. We got what do you want? What did you knock over on the way here?
Someone ordered halloumi fries, Brian. They're taking the bloody...
Halloumi what? Bloody hell. Good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Good idea. Will never happen.
And she says... Imagine if any...
Helen, don't get your hopes up.
She says, hopefully the glitterati of tall bacon sort. One of them might even have a few quid to buy the club and get the current owner the fuck out.
Wow.
I'm with you there, Heron. Wow. Heron?
Well, she's standing on one leg.
After all that, it says on the ice, Chris Cochran.
Oh, on the ice,
it
Heron.
Came from Helen Wilson. Heron.
He's now Chris Cochran's name is now Heron.
Heron.
On the ice. You got a nickname as well, Chris. On the ice to you. Let us know, by the way, if anyone has sent in three letters and we haven't realised.
Yeah, exactly.
There is an amnesty on that for the next week.
Adam Miller says, hope you're doing okay.
On the ice, Windy.
Relatively long time listener, but first time caller, oh. Windy Miller. First time writer. Mm. Not necessarily sure why I'm writing. More than anything, it's just to say hello and thanks. It gives me something to laugh about and distracts me from Tranmere Rovers' pretty turgid start to the season. So you and Nigel Adderley
be joining us back in the National League if you're not careful. And I know you've been there before. You don't want to do that.
Harking back to our own days in non-league got me thinking, what's the most tin pot thing you've seen live during your time supporting Torquay? I think at Tranmere. Jesus. Tranmere, it would have been during an away game at Solihull Moors where the game was delayed a good 10-15 minutes as the net had come away from the post and we had our defender on the shoulders of our goalkeeper trying to reattach it. On another note, back in 2003, we played Mansfield. The game got postponed at halftime as a fan had climbed the floodlights onto the roof of the stand and was refusing to come down. So thanks, Adam. So what's the most tin pot thing? Adam...
Well, Stan Whedon's got to be up there, John.
Stan Whedon coming on as the lino.
As the lino. It's got to be up there, isn't it?
It's got to be up there. I remember being at a game once where they put out an announcement on the PA saying if Dave Smith is, please make yourself known to reception because your car is on fire.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was quite
nice. The tent is on fire. I'm going to set your car on fire. Yeah. I'll have to have a think about it. But yeah. Listen back.
It's probably all in there.
Listen
somewhere.
Back, all in there somewhere.
Nigel Adderley.
On the ice, Nigel.
On the Nigel. On the Nigel.
Oh, God. John's tired. Love to Nigel.
On the Nigel.
On the Nigel. On the Nigel, Nigel. Why not? It's in
so
now.
It works,
look in
it?
The book.
Look in the book. He says, I enjoyed listening to the early season episodes during an endless journey to Plymouth. Yes, Nigel was going down to commentate on some rubbish Argyle. I enjoyed 27 different opportunities to buy strawberries and a lay-by and drove past Woodhenge on a diversion, which is presumably the less heralded attraction and more susceptible to fire.
Keeps burning down.
Plymouth lost and added on time. Oh, dear.
Why are you telling us about this, Nigel? We're not interested.
It's quite nice that they lost, isn't it?
Yeah.
I also checked on Notts County's progress since they got out. They battered Tranmere 2-1 and will probably go up again. Not a great day to do the club commentary and try to be positive about an absolute shambles. Obviously, Nigel is a Tranmere fan.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Williams looks like a proper manager unlike ours, and if Tranmere don't sort it out, we'll be saying how bloody great it is to be back in the Vanarama again.
Oh, yes. That'd be actually nice. It would be nice to have nice Tranmere to back. Super White Army.
But it is great, says Nigel, to have a local team doing well. And a bank holiday Monday at Chesham was a real antidote to having a shit main team to support. Romain De Niro German scored a hat-trick.
Nice.
What a name.
I like the sound of him. They're doing very well. They're doing very well, Chesham. That's where I played there at the end of last year for Alex Horn. And it was great. It's a great club. Great setup.
He says he had a Taskmaster shirt. So they're sponsored by Taskmaster. Yes. They are doing great. And the NLS is surely a formality, providing Merthyr stop being good. FA Cup qualifying round this weekend. Torquay will enter into the third round of the qualifying this year as it takes place in British summertime. Will it count? No.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count until the clocks go back.
With the FA Cup, it's quite absolute.
Yeah.
You're either in it or you're not, but it doesn't count.
Last time we played Brightlingsea Region was the last time we were in the National League South, wasn't it?
We
beat them 7-1 or something, didn't we?
No, do you know what it was? Or was that, maybe that was because of Gary Johnson's first game at Lymington?
Oh, was it?
And
was
we beat them, we sort beat of them. 7
yeah, yeah.
And something.
Brightlingsea
and then
Region.
Then was it Brightlingsea Region? I think it was.
Shoaling away.
Hello, I'm Brightlingsea Region.
Hopefully we'll get them again. You never know. Yes, John, carry on.
Michael James. Thanks, Nigel. Michael James.
Nigel, on the ice to you.
It's great having the podcast back. Hope you had a good summer. Just an update on Whitehawk.
Whitehawk,
as Charlie knows. I don't think that was you.
That would be John.
Everyone seems to mistake things I say for things you do, which is quite nice. Because I can say whatever I like. We've settled into the Isthmian Premier well with recent 3-1 wins over Billericay and Horsham. Mm. Exciting stuff, as you can imagine. Being on the South Coast and having kept an eye out for your score since following your podcast, I've decided to watch Torquay in the flesh against Eastbourne and Worthing this season. So having only seen your scores in print, what kind of football do you expect me to see, Michael?
Oh, so you're going to go to Worthing? Well, that'll be a tough game.
Just lower the expectations, if I was you.
Might be brilliant by then. If we go 10 wins in a row, John, if we beat Avely, we'll go another five in a row. If we beat Avely is a big game. Expect First half to be like just
dire.
No one really know what they're doing. And then them to come home from the festival and say, you should listen to this band.
Put it back in the second half, score a last minute winner. Yeah. That's generally how it's worked out so far. Also, just a bit of housekeeping. I hate to be this guy and ask, but I've not received a fourth number yet, says Michael James.
How many letters have you sent, Michael?
Do you know the rules, Michael? If you've not sent enough, you'll be busted back down
to
private.
You'll be back down to naught, unfortunately.
One, two. Well, hang on a minute, Michael. One, two. One, two, three.
Right. That
was his fourth.
That was his fourth. They'll be able to, as they're in it, I did call an amnesty earlier.
We did, because we sort of lost there track. There is a rule
that if you do ask for your number, you don't actually get the number. But you have, I think you've just slipped in. We'll give it to you next week, Michael, because it now feels like you've asked for it.
Yeah, and we can't set a precedent there.
They can't be having that. Do check on the rules of getting a FOF number before you ask for your FOF number, ideally.
Just two more to go. Tommy Greatrex.
Ah, well done, Tom.
Says, dear Charlie and John, this clearly is not a talkie podcast, and in support of your efforts to ensure full coverage of all parts of the Vanarama universe. I like the Vanarama-verse.
Yeah, that's nice.
I decided to take an August bank holiday trip to the frozen north, but time's money, so I only got as far as Banbury, which somehow counts as the north.
North Oxford, yeah.
Buxton won 3-0 with two goals by Jack McCourt, demonstrating that there's talkie connections everywhere.
Yes,
I remember
always.
Him. He was quite good on loan.
Did he go to Chesterfield? Surprised he's playing in the National League North.
Scott Bowden was also on the bench for Buxton as well. So all sorts of
only happy memories of Scott Bowden.
I also had the good fortune to be stood in front of Roger and Brian, clearly put off watching the goals with all these late wins, who'd also taken a trip to Banbury, operating under the aliases of Colin and Ken, whose insights included that McCourt's out of his comfort zone at this level, too heavy, not quick enough. 5 minutes later, the difference between these sides, we haven't got a McCourt controlling the game. And that's what we need to do. Stop nancing around. Get it in the box. We're not good enough to play tic-tac football. Followed a few minutes later by, why are we putting crosses in the whole time? We're too small. Get on the ground and play. Needless to say, they left 10 minutes before the end, delighted to have seen a miserable performance in Banbury on the Northern Ice, Tom.
Perfect. On the ice, the Puritans.
Yeah.
On the Northern Ice. That's nice. Thank you, Tom. Always nice to hear from you. And
lovely.
Nice when you go and see a National League game, especially through choice.
Absolutely. And finally, Harry Locke. Don't knock the lock.
Don't knock Harry Locke.
I feel that's crossing the streams, isn't it?
That's
really?
Fine. That's allowed.
It's a short time listener.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice, Harry.
First time writer in her.
That's nice, isn't it?
Having been to a few home games this season, it's been very tough to watch this team drudge itself to unconvincing wins. I think he means talkie.
I think he means talkie.
But I think Einstein said something about insanity that talkie United fans all know far too well. Mm-hmm. I took my recently proposed to fiancé to the Braintree game.
Oh, that's
after
nice.
75 minutes.
Romantic.
She had to tell me to stop shouting quite so loudly directly in her ears. She, like us all, has a love affair with Alan... Aaron Jarvis. All over the place
again. Yes, Aaron Jarvis.
Of the 10 plus games we've been to watch together, she's always wanted Jarv to score a goal and make his way over to where we are standing so she can get a closer look.
I bet.
Well, wouldn't you know it, we're right by the Boots and Laces entrance for the second half, and Jarvis slammed home the winner right in front of us and made his way to us while majestically discarding his Terry Butcher bandana at the same time. In my excitement, I ran directly to the front of the wall to celebrate and managed to get an up close look at his beautiful bearded face. In my haste and excitement, however, I forgot that Shannon existed for a brief moment and I left her completely on her own in a tide of hundreds of middle-aged men. As if that isn't enough, a friend of mine managed to catch the moment from the grandstand. So yes, there's Harry just
That's very
on
nice.
The board.
Ditched
there.
Your fiancé for Aaron Jarvis. Who wouldn't?
So what can I do, if anything, to win back her favour with me for ditching her to get a closer look at Jarv?
You have to sort out a meet and greet.
Well, he does say, does any of you have a club contact that can get Jarvis to do a video call for her?
No, but I am on Cameo, if anyone would like me to say on the ice to you.
You're not Aaron... You mean you have... You're like an older Aaron Jarvis.
Yes, yeah, a fat Aaron Jarvis is what we go for. You know, just a fat Aaron Jarvis.
Aaron Jarvis with a tinge of grey.
Tinge of grey, that's all it.
Which is nice.
In a few years' time. The answer is no, we have no connections to anyone to help you out. I'm sure if you just go and hover outside the training ground... They'll
Harry,
do it.
I saw Aaron Jarvis on Pabicum Downs, so don't worry about
just,
it.
It's not a big place talking.
You'll find him.
You'll find him. Go and hang around outside the... I'm not going to tell you where the training ground is, but, you know, because we know we have been. John, what a lovely bumper crop of letters.
It's all there, isn't it?
Thank you so much, everybody, for your letters. We really appreciate it. On the ice to you, not a talkie podcast. Do send us in letters about other teams you've seen.
Please.
John, how do people do that?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. It's in the book.
Look in the book. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.